The soundtrack to your life.
Okay, so SB Energy Networks are having a massive recruitment drive at the moment, and I brought the guys in to Silk Studios to have a little chat of what it's all about, or how do you go about getting into this great company to work for. So let's introduce the guys first. So who have we got in front of me?
My name's Rob Wilkinson. I'm the Head of Work and Resources in Mid-Cheshire District.
My name's Paul Cormack. I'm a resourcing coordinate for the workforce renewals team.
This recruitment drive that you're doing now, do you do this every year, or is this something special that you're doing this particular year, or do it every other year, or when? How often do you do this?
Yeah, we do it every year. What we tend to do is try and recruit for all our programmes at one time. So we normally start our recruitment around about December, January, and recruit for programmes starting throughout the year.
How come you do that at this time of the year then? Is that a conscious decision to go at this time of the year?
It's just because it can be a little bit of a lengthy process with the number of applications that we get coming in, so we want to start it as early as possible so we can get our programs up and running. So they start at different times of the year, so the first one might start in May, then we'd have the recruitment obviously going on, and then we've got programs starting in September as well, and then in November as well.
What kind of people are you looking for?
We're looking for a mix, really. We're looking for people that are leaving school just taking their GCSEs. Looking for people who've leaving school that have done A levels. We're also looking for people that are looking to maybe transfer careers, people that are in trade roles at the moment that might fancy a bit of a career change.
For example, you know, like a builder or an electrician.
Yeah, somebody who's maybe done a trade before or previously done an apprenticeship. So it could be, like an electrician, somebody who's a mechanical engineer, builder, somebody who's practical, works with the hands, works in an environment that's the key focus is health and safety.
So what roles are there available at SB Energy Networks?
Currently we're going to be recruiting for three types of roles. So there's going to be a cable jointer, an overhead linesman and an electrical fitter. So they're the three primary roles that we're actually going to be recruiting for in the September intake.
How long would that take from contact to getting a job?
For the trainee craftsperson, so people transferring from other sort of job roles, we'll be looking at people starting in May and a group starting in November.
So it's only a few months then, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's quite a quick
first groups will be starting quite quickly.
So Rob, what's it like for somebody who wants to join SB Energy Networks but has got something bigger down the line? They want to climb the career ladder.
Well, ambition is great. I myself, as the head of resource and work planning for Cheshire District now, I started as that 16-year-old apprentice a few years ago. But there is opportunities and development there for anybody to get through the business. There's different roles that people can apply for. Once they've become that craftsperson, they can apply for technical craftsperson. There are other roles, project coordinators, as engineering type roles. All these roles are a progression, and obviously with progression becomes more money, which is always a good one. But there is progression, and you know, it depends where you set your vision in the future. You know, you can go and achieve those targets as long as the opportunity is there and as long as the positions are there for people to go for, etc.
So what kind of training do people have to go through then?
The actual apprenticeship is a three-year apprenticeship aimed at a particular craft. So once they've got that craft, they'll become out of their time and become a craftsperson to work on the network as a cable jointer, electrical fitter or an overhead linesman. I'm quite happy for those guys to actually stay doing that role for the next 30, 40 years. Absolutely fantastic. However, there's development and there's opportunities within the business. So if somebody wanted to progress, there'd be further training offered to them. They could go back to college to do higher national certificates or a diploma. And obviously more qualifications opens more avenues, more doors open and different opportunities for the individuals.
So it's not just a job then, is it? You know, it's not just you go in, go to work, go home, and that's it for the rest of your working life. You can change paths within SB Energy Networks.
To suit the individual, yeah. As I say, I started in 1989 as a wee lad then. But, you know, the progression then is just fantastic. So if you want to stay as that overhead linesman, absolutely fantastic, because you get paid very handsomely for doing that trade. But, you know, there is opportunities.
Okay, so Rob, what are the most frequently and most commonly asked questions when it comes to recruitment at SB Energy Networks?
Well, some of the most frequently asked questions I've got in front of me now, so I will ask my colleague Paul to answer them for me. What qualifications do I need?
Okay, so for the trainee craftspersons programme, we don't actually ask for any formal qualifications. What we're looking for there is for people to have relevant work experience. So they might have done an apprenticeship previously in an electrical or mechanical background, or work in an industry that's focused on health and safety. For the apprenticeship programme, so the craft apprenticeship, we look for 3 GCSEs, so Maths, English and Science. And the new grading system, it's a grade 4 or above. And then for our higher level power engineering and project management apprenticeship, we're looking at A levels, so 2 A levels, one being maths.
Another question we get asked, what are the start dates for the programmes?
The start dates for the programmes are, for the trainee craftspersons, we've got 2 intakes, so we're taking on early May and early November, and then the apprenticeship programmes will start in early September.
These training programmes, again, question that's been asked is, do I get paid for this on-site training?
Yeah, you get paid, and all the training's all paid for, so all the qualifications, the internal training is paid for by SP Energy Networks, and we pay you for that as well.
And the last, so would we be expected to work out of hours and on standby?
Yes, when you're qualified, obviously our job is to keep the electricity on 24/7, so as part of that role, you'd be required to be on standby, but you do get paid for that and rewarded on top of your base salary.
So you've listened to the podcast, you've liked some of the answers, you fancy a career change, or you're about to leave school or leave college, wherever you're studying at the moment, and you want a career at SP Energy Networks. Guys, how do people find you? How do people get in contact?
Okay, well, the recruitment campaign's live now, so if you just type in SP Energy Networks online, then you can go into the website, follow the careers link, register your interest, and you can make the application online.
Thank you very much, guys, for coming in and chatting to us.